On the show today, we have Chalmers' very own Adam Wright. He is here giving us a quick refresher on CU Data Exchange and its importance to credit unions, as well as the response since its initial announcement a few months ago. So really good stuff here from Adam, so I hope you check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Chalmers' very own Adam Wright is here. Adam, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Well, doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here, because we get to talk about a really cool piece of technology called CU Data Exchange, which was announced earlier this year. I remember talking to Tom about it at the Trellens conference earlier this year and many times since then. So, Adam, I want to give you a chance to give us a quick refresher on CU Data Exchange and its importance for credit unions. You want to give us a quick elevator speech real quick?
Absolutely. So sure. Credit Union Data Exchange is a collaborative effort that's going to allow credit unions to share their data with other credit unions in a way that's safe and secure, anonymized where useful, and definitely owned and controlled by the contributing credit unions themselves.
Yep.
In order to enable them to gain broader insights from a much larger member pool, a broader geography, and potentially a broader product set than maybe they could have from their own data to inform, you know, richer insights, decisions about things that maybe they're not currently doing that they wouldn't be able to inform with their own data, et cetera.
And tell me the importance of this to credit unions, because I think we both know the answer here, but I just want to get your take on the importance of it for credit unions and especially their future.
Yeah, definitely. Sharing, collaborating on data or sharing data is something that's happening in the banking industry at large, and credit unions are no exception to that. As you know, credit unions vary dramatically in size and in maturity and their ability to curate and exploit data for insights and value. And so what collaborating in this way does is it allows the whole credit union movement to sort of mutually support each other, which is really a tenet of the movement itself, in a way that allows them to compete with larger banks.
Gotcha.
So yeah. If you were to combine all of the credit unions together, their membership, they become one of the largest banks in the U.S., whereas, you know, many credit unions may have, you know, 50,000 members or smaller.
Right.
And would struggle to gain insights about anything other than what they're already doing.
Yeah, so it sounds like it really takes advantage of their collaborative nature, if you will. Okay. So kind of a natural move. So it's been a few months since it was announced. And so how has the response been? What have you heard out there from folks?
That's a great question. The response has been overwhelming.
Oh, good.
I'm personally very impressed by the number of credit unions who sort of lean forward in the saddle to commit to making QDEX a reality. You know, this really started as an idea, and it's an idea we can all get behind, but the energy is there to really make it a reality.
Yeah.
The credit unions we've spoken to have really shown an appetite for accessing more data, for taking a more collaborative approach to enabling richer insights, et cetera. And, you know, to me, that response just makes it clear that there is an actual need for this sort of endeavor, and we're obviously privileged to be in a position to provide that.
And I don't know if you can answer this or not. This is just off the top of my head, but have you seen like the size of credit unions? I mean, is it big, giant credit unions are reacting to this, or is it smaller ones or somewhere in the middle, or is it all of the above? Oh, it does. Good.
From $20 million in total assets to $18
billion. Awesome.
In total assets. And of course, that translates to member size differently depending on credit unions. But yeah, it really runs the gamut. And that's the other thing that I'm impressed with. You know, you might expect small ones to want to participate because they don't have the ability to do it themselves, and for bigger ones to hoard what they already have. But that has not been the case at all.
That's awesome. And yeah, that was one of the questions that kind of popped in my head and really kind of piqued my interest to see who is actually interested in this. And that's great that it's industry-wide for sure. So for credit unions who didn't respond immediately to this, have they missed their chance to be part of the credit union data exchange?
No,
or is this kind of an ongoing train that you can hop on anytime?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they definitely have not missed the boat. We are filling up fast, but we do still have room for credit unions to join at every one of the participating classes or levels that we have out there, you know, as long as they act quickly. You know, in fact, there's still time to join as a founding member.
Oh, good.
And secure an invitation to our initial founding member board meeting. The planning for that is in the works currently, and I have heard Scottsdale is in the works or has been mentioned as a possible venue for that. So more to come, but the point being that you have not missed that boat. You can still participate at the highest level as an initial investor, as a founding member, and secure all the perks and sort of clout that comes with that, as well as just the energy that contributes to the overall effort. We also do still have council seats available. So I don't know if from previously there will be councils made up of the member representatives from the member credit unions. And those councils will be for research and innovation, for data privacy compliance, et cetera, and data governance. And so there's still time for you to join and have your own voice in those representative councils that actually shape the direction that QDEX is going to take. QDEX will self-govern. They will choose their own priorities, make inputs into use cases, platform, all of those different things.
Good deal. So
that's still an option. And then, of course, if all you want is for your credit union to be a participant, you want to share and access data without a founding member status or a council seat, that option is still open too. You know, the initial goal is for us to get 100 credit unions to participate in this, and we really just want every one of them to be happy with their level.
And yeah, sure. And that sounds like a fantastic start to this initiative for sure. And my next question here is kind of a two-part question here, Adam. How and then why should credit unions get involved? So how do they get involved, and then why should they get involved?
Well, I actually want to start with the why first.
Okay, all right.
It's very straightforward. You know, participating in QDEX is going to give your credit union access to more data and to be able to see a much larger picture when making decisions, bottom line, right? And that's what we all want from every investment we make in data, whether it's time, money, effort, what have you. QDEX is going to allow you to see beyond your own membership, to see where the market is going, you know, what trends are emerging, what products are doing well at other credit unions or in other geographies or with other you know, demographics than maybe you can see with your own data, et cetera. And more than that, really, QDEX is going to help push, as I think we mentioned before, it's going to help push the whole credit union movement forward. And so by cooperating like this, we're employing one of the basic credit union principles and helping credit unions as a whole, you know, compete with larger institutions.
Yeah.
So that's the why. There's a self-serving reason. There is a serving the world, credit union world at large. And, you know, it's just exciting in general. And then the second part of that question, you know, to get involved, you can just contact me directly.
Awesome.
At awright@trellance.com, or you can reach out to any Trellance contacts that you may already have, and they'll point you my way.
Okay.
And, there is more information out there at qdex.com, cbdex.com, prospectus, and some other information that's out there.
I'm writing that down as you speak, sir. All right. awright@trellance.com. So we'll put that link in the show, put your email in the show notes, people can get right to you. And the other thing I was thinking as you're talking about the why is, like, I think it also brings this industry closer together too, you know, kind of, and that makes it easier to move forward when you're that much closer together. It makes it easier to move the movement forward as well. So yeah, I think there's so much upside to this for sure.
Yeah, very well said. You know, I think that's the exciting thing about the council structure is the idea that you're going to get experts, representative experts provided from the member credit unions themselves together.
Yeah.
About what's most important to them, to shape those decisions together and make decisions about the direction that this is going to take. And that can only strengthen the program at large.
And I think they're going to appreciate the peer related message as well. You know, it's credit union to credit union. You know, obviously you guys have the expertise and, you know, are launching this and all that type of stuff, but they're going to really appreciate that peer related message as well as the Trellance message too. So I think there's a lot of upside here, a lot of benefits for sure. So
thank you. And that's obviously what we're hoping.
Yeah.
And we want to make it so.
Indeed. All right. Anything else to add, wrap up here, Adam? I know you have a busy, busy day ahead of you, but any final thoughts here on this?
Well, A, just thanks for having me on. You know, B, you know, if there's anything we didn't cover or if you want more information, you know, you have that contact info, reach out to me.
Yep.
And, you know, I look forward to seeing you all at board meetings and council meetings and shaping this into a reality that's providing value for the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely much needed. All right, sir. Well, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Thanks again, Adam. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work there. And I look forward to talking down the road when this train really gets moving. So it's going to be really exciting to watch.
Thank you. As do I.